And finally today, our global hit comes from a band playing what iTunes calls indie salsa. But the Richmond, Virginia-based group Bioritmo will tell you that what they really play is Bioritmo music. Reporter Bruce Wallace met up with the band.
Things get pretty out there on Carnival, the fourth track on Bioritmo's new album. And by out there, I mean awesome. The song opens with what sounds like the hum of an old amplifier and a needle running through the grooves in a record. A conga slinks in, then a bass. The opening horn figure is kind of angular and atonal. There's this manic analog keyboard jumping around in the background. Then the song kicks into double time. When I first heard this song, I thought it was one of the clearest examples on the album of the new avant-garde things that Bioritmo throws into its music. Turns out I was wrong. Early salsa had all of this stuff in it. Marlee Simmons is Bioritmo's keyboardist.
Yeah, sure, we're experimental, but nothing on those guys that were doing it back in the 60s and 70s. They were way far out.
Back then, Simmons says bands would have abrupt rhythm changes and crazy keyboards, and they'd play recordings of conversations and cocktail parties in the background. In fact, this song, Carnival, is a cover of a song by Cortijo y su Máquina del Tiempo, one of those classic salsa bands from the 70s. Here's their version. Salsa lost some of its energy and its edgy weirdness in the 80s when a smoother brand of salsa called Salsa Romantica began to dominate. Bioritmo started as a percussion project. Some players from all over the musical spectrum, punk and Latin and rock, got together to figure out salsa beats. That was in 1991 in Richmond, Virginia. You might be saying to yourself, Richmond, Virginia? Bill Lupoletti, a local DJ who's been a Bioritmo fan since the early days, says that being from Richmond may actually have something to do with the band's unique approach to music.
You're not going to be the next big thing coming from Richmond, most likely. So if you're going to make music, you better start by satisfying yourself. And I think that's what the band is really doing, and especially on these last couple of records.
A lot of people who know the group say that they've really come into their own recently. The new album's title track, La Verdad, The Truth, is a nod to this newfound level of comfort and honesty the band has reached. The song is by Ray Alvarez, Bioritmo's lead singer and one of its main composers. Like many of his songs, Alvarez wrote La Verdad without touching an instrument.
I always got, like, cool salsa songs in my head that I'm making up or singing or whatever, and that was just one of those days where I actually said it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to sit down with this little tape recorder and sing all these weird little... Because I was hearing everything, you know, the intro and the coro, and I wrote down some words. Quiero darte esta verdad.
The truth that the lyrics of La Verdad deal with is a somber one, how death is inescapable. But it's a sadness tempered with hope. Alvarez says that's what he goes for in a lot of his lyrics.
It's about being positive in a negative situation. Most of the songs are like that because I'm kind of a sad person that, you know, is always striving to stay positive.
The fact that Bioritmo writes their own songs sets them apart from most salsa bands today, who are more likely to play a set of standard salsa hits. A lot of folks come out to Bioritmo shows expecting to hear certain salsa covers. It's an expectation the band has had to struggle against. Justino Riccio is a percussionist and longtime member of the group.
Ray said something great a while ago. I don't remember where it was, but we had a gig, and some genius in the audience yelled out, "Play a classic." And Ray said, "We're playing our classics tonight." And I really believe that, you know, even if it's just us that know it.
I didn't see all of their show. I had to leave to catch the last train home. But the part I saw was great. No one in the audience was yelling at them to play classics. For the world, I'm Bruce Wallace. Gracias, gracias, gracias.
You can see BioRitmo perform live or pretty close to it. We've got the video at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Come back tomorrow.